The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are Your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, buddy. And the first quarters of the year is in the books here, and you know we're going to see some information is going to be coming out over the next couple of weeks as far as earnings and economic data and all that kind of stuff. But there's one thing for sure that the last week or so of the quarter always brings: uneventful activity in the economic arena.
Yeah. Right? You're right. That closing out the first quarter of March, here we go again, right?
Yeah. So, there hasn't been, that much economic activity going. The market's still bouncing around, hanging in, in a general range. And, so there's not – I don't think we could fill up 15 minutes of talking about what hasn't been going on in the market.
Right. Yeah. It's been basically, like you said, back and forth, really not much cooking over the last week or two.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, what I thought we'd do here a little bit different this week, Mike, than we do most of the time. I don't want to spend time talking about the economy and the markets right now. Be a redundant show over the last couple of weeks. What I'd rather do is I'd rather talk about we've been in this business for a very long time, you and I, since the early 1990s, right? And during that period of time, naturally there's different economic conditions and different market scenarios and a whole bunch of different stuff, different wars and, mm-hmm. and political stuff and all that kind of jazz going on. But there's one thing that does remain consistent over that period of time, Mike, and that is the mindset and the attitudes of people who we meet with and what they think about money and how they react to certain situations. So what I thought would be kind of fun is if we spent some time here this morning in the first segment of the show talking about what we've observed over that period of time and similarities and differences and that kind of stuff. I thought it'd be pretty cool to do that today.
Sure. It sure will. Doug, the interesting thing that I find in meeting, all different types of people, if you will, financially different types of people, right? We're all people, but different types financially, is, you meet everything from the person that's onto every dollar and, detailed and unbelievable, which I say one end of the scale, and then to the person that really has no clue and doesn't understand or doesn't have anything, like a grasp of anything that's going on in their life, and probably everybody in between. And that in between's a lot, right? So you're not really saying, well, Mike, what'd you just say? Yeah, either you're really sharp with it and handling your money or you don't have a clue. No, I think there's a lot of in between, actually.
Well, it's the majority, right? We'll definitely say that. If we looked at a bell curve, definitely that's going to be the majority. But one of the characteristics, Mike, that I think is remaining consistent over the decades that we've been in the business here is people have this spot that they live, and I'm going to call it they get stuck in, and I'm going to refer to it as what I like to call the gap, if you will. And that gap is somewhere between where they currently are and this fictitious point that they think that they should be at based on things that they want to believe or surface stuff that they see that other people have. So what I'm trying to say is that so everybody's here where they are in their financial life, but everybody wants to be there out on the horizon somewhere, and they feel badly about where they are, and then they feel badly because they feel like they can't get to that horizon. And what I want to emphasize to people and talk a little bit with you about this, because you and I are big proponents about this, it's not about perfection in your financial life. It's about progress.
Yeah.
And I think if we can get that into people's mindsets, because I know that there's a lot of people that get discouraged because they're always trying to reach the horizon. Now, the funny thing about the horizon is you can never reach the horizon. You keep walking, there's always a horizon, right? So I think we want to talk to the people right now about who are stuck in the gap, if you will, and trying to think, I need to be perfect with my financial life. And the reality is, you just need to make progress.
You know, Doug, I feel like you and I both have made a career out of speaking to people about positive steps, right? Make tomorrow better than today. What did you do to improve your financial situation? We say it week in, week out on the show. You know, what did you do? Take some action, make some positive steps. And I think you're right. You know, it's like saying, I think what you're saying with the horizon is sometimes people have these way too lofty goals. You know what I'm saying? It's like me saying like, oh, I want to be worth $2 billion tomorrow and being depressed because, like, you know, I'm nowhere close to that. And I think that's too lofty of a goal. But I think if you have the proper goals and you take the proper steps, and like you said, the word progress, and you're making progress and you feel like you're moving forward and accomplishing things, you know, the old how to eat an elephant one bite at a time,
right?
You know, I think that's where it all comes into play. I think that's where the mindset has to be.
100%. And the horizon part, to me, and maybe I shouldn't use the word horizon, is just a little bit different than what you referred to right there. Is I don't think that people have audacious goals. I just think that they see this imaginary situation out there in the future, and they want to try to attain it, but I think it feels a bit overwhelming. So rather than walk towards it, they just don't do anything about it.
Yeah, and I think, too, sometimes people get, you know, I think people fail to realize a lot of your financial success is either, you know, step by step or brick by brick,
right?
You know, to accomplish it. And I think somewhere along the way, they don't kind of want to do that, or they kind of get a little frustrated with that, or that's not quick enough for them. And I think that's where they get a little disillusioned also.
Yeah, and, you know, so when you're living in the gap there, you can get frozen very easily. And that's what happens to a lot of people. And, you know, we want to make sure that we do our best to give you out there, the listeners, the avenue to get, you know, unfrozen. And remember, it's not about perfection. It is completely about progress. Now, over the course of our, you know, decades of doing this with people, and, man, we never kept track of the, you know, number of appointments that we've had, you know, but it's got to be thousands of appointments that we've had over these years of meeting with people and sitting down and go overing situations. And Mike, probably the best scenario for people is those who understand they need help come and get it and then stick to a program over a period of time. Now, sticking to a program doesn't mean that it's etched in stone and it doesn't change with your life or the laws that govern the economy. It's got to be flexible, but your game plan, you have to have one going. You know, that's what I think the people who are accomplishing their financial goals and objectives have going for them, as opposed to people who are not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And also, you know, our experiences and being around the business so long as we have been, we understand that works. Okay. And you know, again, sometimes, you know, you put the plan in place. It's a step by step. Let's, you know, move forward. Let's make progress. All the things we're touching on today, we get it. You know, we understand. We understand, what, as you said earlier, you know, where the horizon's going to be or where they need to go or what they need to be. And, you know, I think, though, to get people to that point is difficult, and to get sometimes people to stay on that point is difficult.
Yeah. One of the things that we've done over the years, Mike, to encourage people to get them going and heading in the right direction is get them to start to think a little bit differently at their money, and get them to realize that they are, for all intents and purposes, the president and the CEO of a financial company, like it or not.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a successful president or CEO of any company, let alone a financial company, well, you better make sure that you have good people working there and invest in good people. And I, you know, years back, I used to go to a coaching program called the Strategic Coach. And I'll never forget this. Dan Sullivan always used to say to us, you know, when you look at the cost of an employee, if you will, that's not really the cost. You're not, you can't view it as a cost. You need to look at it as the investment into the long-term success of your business. And I think that the listeners out there and the people out there need to look at working with financial, you know, professionals like ourselves as an investment into their future, to, you know, help them accomplish their goals and objectives and to make their financial company, if you will, as successful as they can.
Well, Doug, again, you're right on the money. And the point being is, how many times, and you've said this numerous times, is people say on something, well, how much is this going to cost me? You know, it's the first question. It's, well, like you always say, is it what's going to cost you or what's going to cost you if you don't do this?
Yeah, what's it going to cost you if you do it, or what's it going to cost you if you don't do it? Which do you want to know?
You know, remember back in the days when the estate planning was, you know, numbers were way lower. And, you know, there was people that would refuse or didn't want to get a properly drafted will for the estate planning provisions. And, you know, they would do anything not to spend the $1,000 or $700. And the taxes would be, you know, huge on them. And
right.
It's just we've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah, we really have. And, you know, there's avenues and there's opportunities for our listeners out there to really get themselves out of the gap and to get themselves going in the right direction. And probably the best avenue and opportunity, Mike, and, you know, we talk about this, is the listeners need to understand and accept they have the opportunity to come in and sit down with us and have complimentary consultations with no obligation, you know, no strings attached or anything like that, to have a chat and see if we could help you. We don't know. There's plenty of times people come in and we're like, you know, we're probably not, you know, meant to work together. There's probably somebody better, or maybe, you know, you're doing a good job already, whatever the situation may be. But, you know, when they take advantage of the opportunity to come in and sit down with us, I find it to be very beneficial for not only for them, but for us as well, because we're continuing to learn about people and mindsets, because that's really what's important. We're part psychologists here.
Sure. You know, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of psychology to it all.
Yeah, we need to understand where you are and where you know want to go. That's what's most important. It's not what's important to, you know, Mike and myself. So, you know, you're always welcome to pick the telephone up, folks, and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And you just say, hey, listen, guys, can we schedule a time for a complimentary consultation? You can come to our office. We're old school. We make house calls, very flexible. And I think that we're easy to work with.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, no matter where you are, Doug, you know, if you can hear the show, you know, give us a call and we can set something up to get together.
Yeah, we want to make sure and listen, you know, please take heart in what we're telling you here today, and that it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And, you know, we got to get working towards, you know, the ultimate thing. And the funny thing is that I'm sure, you know, as we come to wrapping up this segment, people are going to realize that there's never an end line, Mike. It's not, I could say, you could tell me today, hey, Doug, I want to be able to retire when I'm 62 years old. And we put together a great strategy for you to do that. And when you're 62 years old, that's it, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have something next that you want to do when you approach that, because your horizon keeps getting pushed out, right?
Okay.
So you're going to be 62, you retire. Now I'm going to say, now what are you going to do, Mike? Now what do you want to do? Oh, well, Doug, I want to travel. I want to do that. Okay, great. Now that's what we have to work on, you know, at that point. So there's never an end point until your life ends.
Sure.
Really, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's no doubt about it. There's always, what do you want to do tomorrow? What do you want to do tomorrow? And, you know, always works like that.
You know, Doug, as you're sitting there, I'm thinking, you know, that old expression, right? We got to, how many times have you heard in life? We got to get you on the right track.
Yep. So let's do it. 855-262-3722. Anytime you'd like to call to have a complimentary consultation, we're here for you. We've got a great show coming up. You know, going to talk to you about a whole bunch of different things. So we're going to hop to a break right now, and we will be right back, folks.
The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy to understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonaccorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes the client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Hope you're enjoying it so far. And, you know, we're thankful that you spend some time here listening to our show. We come out here, we want to educate you and motivate you, get you going in the right direction, and see if we can help you with your money questions, and always come out here and try to provide useful information and educational information for you. And Mike, we've got a really nice piece here that that we just came across here, put out by our broker-dealer, that's entitled The Principles of Personal Finance Workbook. This thing is great, right? This is what so many people out there need to do if they don't want to come and sit down, you know, with an advisor and go through this, you know, with the advisor. Because a lot of this is kind of stuff that we will go through with our clients when they come in. But this is an in-depth booklet, I guess, that, you know, for lack of a better way to refer to it, that really walks you through, you know, your money and your personal finances so you can get your arms around it all.
Yeah, it's a nice piece, Doug. It really is. And you know, when it comes to, you know, your personal finance and some of the things that – some of the principles of it, you know what I'm saying? It really does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and Mike, one of the things that's, you know, really important, and this is what helps people with here, is budgeting. You know, for lack of a better word, a budget's an essential component to everybody's household finances. So the guide here that we have for folks here walks you through this budgeting. Most people don't really actually know where their money goes on a monthly basis. Would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. And you know what, Doug? Also, I also feel that even if you
never budget it because, say, things, plenty of income coming through the door. We kind of live our lifestyle. I don't know where my money's going, but there's plenty left, you know, at the end of the month. Don't you feel like, Doug, at some point in everybody's life, you have to, there comes a time when you have to budget? Like, even that person, when they go to retire and they get kind of set on a fixed income, it's not as much. You kind of stick your head under the hood and say, well, what are my expenses? You cross it sooner or later.
Well, here's the thing, Mike, is unfortunately people think that doing a budget is going to mean restrictions.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Right? 100%?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because you've heard people say, oh, that person's going to be put on a budget. You know, but
yeah.
That's not what a budget is understanding where your money's going. Right? And yes, some people may have to, at some point in their lives, make lifestyle changes because the lifestyle's not matching into, you know, the budget. But the most important thing that you can go through and you can do here with this piece is understand where your money is. It doesn't have to be a negative or a restrictive thing, is what I'm trying to emphasize
right.
to you. Budget means just simply understanding where the funds are going. You should. I mean, if you ran a business, hold on one second. If you ran a business, right, I'm pretty certain you would know where all your funds were going. At least you ought to know where all your funds are going, right?
Yeah.
You should do the same with your household finances. It doesn't mean it's negative.
I want to rephrase your words a little bit, if I may.
Go ahead.
Budget is really two parts, right? What you're saying is the first part is record everything that you're spending. Yeah, what are you spending?
Right.
And then if there's not enough there, then you kind of have to do what people call a traditional budget of, okay, I'm allowed to spend $7,000 a month.
Yeah.
And let me, okay, taxes, gas, that type of thing. But the first half of finding out of what to even find out what your budget is, you have to find out what you're spending. So it's really a two-prong approach, right? But
it
people call,
is.
But people say budgeting, and the minute you say, what's your budget? Because they got to find out what they're spending. They think it's a very negative connotation, like, oh, there it goes. All the fun's gone.
Yeah, and the thing that I want to emphasize to people out there, though, Mike, is that part of being prudent and smart with your money is knowing where your money's going. Even if you have plenty of money coming through the door, even if cash flow has never been an issue for you, right? And it's not an issue today, and it's never been an issue. You still ought to know where your money's going to. And that's what, you know, developing a budget allows you to do.
And the interesting thing about doing that, Doug, is a lot of times you'll find out, and I know it even happens in my life, and I think it happens in yours, is it's not necessarily the big expensive budgeted item, say, you know, a mortgage or property taxes that really you care about. Is if you do that, you'll find out there's some little stupid nonsense, ridiculous, what a waste of $30.
Correct.
That'll drive you nuts if you really look.
You know, I'll right. openly admit, like at the beginning of each year, I go through my expenses for the previous year, personal and business. Right. Yeah. I really sit down and I look and I say, where did it go? Where did it go? Right. And the truth be told is that it feels like at least every year, I find something that I signed up for $10 a month or $15 a month that maybe I used once or twice and it was good. And then you forget about it and it just keeps hitting, you know, the debit card or the checking account or the credit card each month. And because it's such a relatively small amount of money on the surface, it doesn't hurt you. You don't pay attention to it. Last year, I came up with about $60 a month that I was spending on stuff that I was not using because it was on a recurring payment method. Listen, that's $720 a year, right? Better in my pocket or doing something else fun than in somebody else's.
And I always say, Doug, and maybe this is terrible of me to think of it this way, but $700, if I said to you, here's a scratch-off lottery ticket. Oh. Happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and you scratched it off and you won $700. You'd be so happy, right?
I'd be dancing in the streets,
right,
buddy.
I just hit $700 or, you know, if you went down to the casino and you won $700 on a quarter, you know, playing a slot machine, you'd be thrilled. So why shouldn't you feel that way about your personal finances
if you would any other way. If $700 means something to you on other terms, why doesn't it mean to you this way on foolish spending?
And my point, one of my points that I'm trying to make here is that, listen, don't think because Michael and I come on the radio each week, and this is what we do for a living, that it does that kind of stuff doesn't happen to us too. It absolutely does. I mean, and then little things. Like I remember last year, I think it was last year, I came in and I told you, hey, call DirecTV because I just negotiated my NFL package with them down for 2 years. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like, I don't remember how much, a $75 savings or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I came in and told you, and then you went and did it. And, you know, that's the way that you, that's part of paying attention and knowing where your dollars are going to.
Absolutely.
You know, so what we have is we've got this booklet that we want to send out to you. It's The Principles of Personal Finance. Listen, I don't even care if you don't use it when you get it. But I promise you this much. If you flip through it and look at the stuff that's in here, you don't even have to do the exercises if you don't want to do them. If you flip through it, I promise you, you'll become a little bit more aware, even if it's just a little bit more aware, because there's things in here that are listed where money goes to that you probably forget about.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug, also, if you are somebody that wants to really sit down and do this exercise, this is the piece.
No doubt.
It you know, makes it, it's all there, it's all spelled out for you, list stuff, you know, oh, this expense, that expense, it really helps you. Sometimes people say, oh, I don't even know where I'm spending it, I forget about this, oh, I forgot, yeah, I spend money here, or this is a cost. This is a piece that will absolutely hold you by the hand and walk you through it.
Yeah, totally. So, folks, if you'd like to have a copy of this, it's called The Principles of Personal Finance Workbook. We'd love to send it out to you. You just need to pick up the telephone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Just leave a message on the, you know, on a voicemail. Say, you know, give us your name and your address. Say, I'd like to have a copy of The Principles of Personal Finance Workbook that you're speaking about on the radio. We're happy to send it out to you. You know, Michael and I come out here each week, and we want to educate you and motivate you. And one of the things that we've been really big on, specifically this year, 2017, is providing you with as much educational material and things to make you think as we can. That's why each week we try to find something new to bring and offer out to you on the show that you can call in and we can send to you to help you with this kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean if you've heard us speak about something in the past and you meant to pick the phone up, you can't have that. If you've also heard us speak about something in the past that you would like us to send out to you, leave a message as well on the you know, the voicemail that you get. We have a dedicated hotline just for your financial future, and we'll send that out to you as well.
Yeah, I agree, Doug. And you know what? Getting back to this piece real quick, if when you say to people, sit down and write up all your expenses, it's like almost suggesting root canal. That's what it feels like for people. They don't want to do it. It's like, oh, got to sit at the table, get the pad, get the paper. What else? This makes it easy. This is a great educational piece that we have. It'll make it easy for you.
Well, Mike, you know this as well as I do. When we sit down with clients and we say, okay, you know, how much money are you spending on a monthly basis? They can give you, I think we're spending this. I'm like, all right, let's run through this stuff. And we pull out our cash flow sheet or, you know, our expenses sheet like here. And then all of a sudden we hit, you know, excuse me, how much do you spend on newspapers? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know, how much do you spend on, you know, internet? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, you fill those numbers in, you know, it gets you to the point where you need to be. So, folks, pick up the phone, give a call. Principles of Personal Finance Workbook. We'd love to send this out to you. I promise you, I do not believe it will be a waste of your time to sit down. And like I said, even if you don't put the pen to the paper here on this thing, but you look at it, you will become a little bit more aware of possible places where you're spending money and maybe areas where you can save money.
It's an eye-opening activity, Doug.
No doubt about it. And we want to send it out to you. So 855-262-3722 to get a copy of the workbook. And Michael, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Your Financial Future. And heck, you know, we're glad that you're with us. You know, we come out here every weekend, and our objective here is to educate you and motivate you and explain things to you in a way that you'll understand them, because that's really very important to us. Because what's the point in us coming out here and talking to you in terminology and, you know, stuff that you don't understand if you can't take it and implement it? So we really want to be understandable and pay attention, help you pay attention to what's going on out there. And Mike, you know, one of the things that that we speak about often to people, and we talk about with people, probably more so in individual meetings when we see them than we do on the radio, is a technique that we use of managing assets, and that is having people have their funds managed like the institutions do. So let's take our time and let's spend some time here and talk to them about what we mean by that and what the approach is.
Yeah, and I think that we have to break down really what the topic is here. It's, you know, having your money managed like an institution. Well, what is an institution?
Okay. An institution can be a mutual fund. It could be a charity. Could be an endowment at a college. Something of these natures. That's what we're talking about when we talk about institutions, big places, and how they manage their money. And how can we take these strategies and bring them down to the non-institutional or just the regular individual person?
Right, absolutely. How do you boil it down to the individual person? And, you know, Doug, the interesting thing is like you had touched on universities and endowments, which hold, you know, a lot of money, right? Billions of dollars. And really, to say it, they don't time the market, right?
They're not allowed to.
They need the money. The money needs to last forever. They want the money to grow. They want to be able to utilize the money. So it's not like they're timing the market and saying, well, I'm retiring in 2 years. I'm retiring in 30 years, whatever. They're like perpetually invested in the market. So how do they do it, right? And how do they do it to keep it from becoming a roller coaster? And what prudent steps do they do to be so successful that could get boiled down to the individual listener listening right now?
Okay. The first and most important thing that we can pinpoint, put our finger on right away, Mike, is that they have a written investment policy in place that's approved by their board of directors. Well, if we do that for our clients and we put an written investment policy in place, who's the board of directors?
The client.
The client, right? So the client, you know, approves it. Now, here's the thing that we'll hear from a client, though. But I don't understand this stuff. And we get it. And that's where we come into play. We sit on your board with you, if you will. We help you make these decisions. It's our job to help those not capable of making these decisions and understanding it, to help them to understand them and make the decisions.
Absolutely, Doug. And that's really what's key, right? So it's really almost like, what's the client's really investment policy? And I know that sounds a little heavy, but really, simple terms, what are you looking to accomplish? What do we want done with this money? What's the end goal of what we're trying to accomplish with these investments? And then we help, how would you say, we help institute this plan,
okay? Right?
For lack of better words. And that's how it's, Doug, when you work with the Wealth Management Group, you and I, it's a active partnership. It's not us telling you, well, this is how you should do it, or this is how, you know, Doug, you read these magazines and they say, take your age and that's how much money should be invested in equities and the rest should be invested in fixed income.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hocus pocus.
Right. So we listen to you. We listen to your goals, what you're looking to accomplish, your investment policy, and then we help you implement.
So, but we design the investment policy. Now, what that means is that this tells you exactly how we're going to invest your money going forwards, why we're going to invest it in a certain fashion. And once we all agree with it, it's like grandma's favorite chocolate cake. Now, if your grandmother makes the best chocolate cake or the best anything that you've ever had that you absolutely love, I guarantee you grandma's got a recipe that she uses. And every time she makes that cake, she uses the same recipe, so it comes out the same way. Well, that's what it comes to when our approach to the money management is, depending on your goals and objectives, we've got a box full of recipes that we can implement for you in your money management. And if you are going into retirement and you need your income off of your money, well, we go to the guaranteed income recipe. We put it together. We put it in there. And that's how we run. If you're 45 years old and you're looking to accumulate wealth, we go to the wealth accumulation recipe. We implement it. We make sure we continue to use it on a year-to-year basis, and that's what's going to give us the best chance of being successful going forwards.
Yeah, and the best part of it, Doug, is these recipes, if you will, these investment policies, call them what you may, at the end of the day, they've been strategies that we've been implementing for many years and with many different clients and with you know, various sums of money over the years. And what it does for the folks is it puts you on a right track, okay? It takes the fear, the guesswork. What should I do? Should I get out of the market? This happened, that happened. The market's booming. It keeps you grounded, if you will. It keeps you balanced, quite frankly. And it puts you on the right track to attain your financial goals.
It certainly does. And, you know, so just like a recipe, there's many different ingredients in there. A recipe is going to have a couple eggs in it. Well, you're going to have some large cap stocks in it. A recipe might have some flour in it. Well, you're going to have some small cap stocks in it. Your recipe may have a pinch of vanilla in it. Well, you're going to have some international investments in here. And so on and so forth through until we have all the ingredients that are necessary. And the most important thing that you'll understand is, just like any good recipe, at some point in time, the quality of the ingredients is going to come into play, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, it's another thing about investing like an institution. I'm going to take you down memory lane, if you will. When we've been practicing this way since the day Wealth Management Group's been formed, right?
invest like an institution, doing the right things, doing all that type of stuff. But when it really came into focus and where we knew we were exceptionally right for what we do was back in 2000 and 2001 when the great tech bubble burst. Because what happened at that time, so many people got caught what I call cheating, all into tech stocks, all into growth stocks. You remember the crazy days, right, Doug? People calling up and saying, I only got a 23% return this year on my money.
Yeah.
Right? We laugh about it all the time. But what happened was they call it the tech bubble, the bubble burst. Well, it burst because nobody had an investment policy. Everybody chased. And what we've always done is we've taken a balanced approach to our clients' investing.
Absolutely. You know, Mike, it's funny you say that because this morning I know you know, you came walking into an office and I was sitting down with Michael and I was going over some stuff here in a book. And one of the things that I was going over with him is that we have something that kind of looks like a periodic element chart, if you remember from your science days, where all the different elements were on the chart. But we have one that's made up of all the different asset classes that are possible in the investment world. And I was going over it with him, you know, to teach him and showing him, you know, the volatility of individual asset classes, where it's number one year, it's the last place the next year, it's the middle of the pack this year. But also one of the things that we have on the chart is an asset allocated portfolio. And, you know, I used it to illustrate to him, Mike, this is why we asset allocate and this is why we stay, because the asset allocated portfolio is never first, it's never last, but it always hangs out in the top one third of the chart, and that's where people need to be, and that's what the institutions and the endowments look to accomplish as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug, and that's the key. So really, folks, when we're talking about investing like an institution, we're talking about keeping a very balanced, investing your money, matching your goals, your investment policy to that of the way the big institutions handle their money. It's really no difference. Doug, the size of the money does not matter.
No, it does not. And we've been saying that for years. It really doesn't. A 10% holding in one area is a 10% holding in one area. It doesn't matter if you have $100,000 or $100 billion. If you're allocating 10% to domestic corporate bonds, it's getting 10%. Whether it's getting, you know, if it's getting $10 million as its allocation or $10,000 as its allocation, 10% is 10%.
Yeah, and it's funny about that, Doug, too, is a lot of times a lot of new investors, beginning investors, and they'll do it, you know, like I'm going to put some money somewhere, a friend talks them into doing something, and they'll invest $1,000, and they'll say, I only made $100. Well, that's 10%.
Right.
The percentage is what matters, folks, not the net gain, because you could be investing $1,000 or $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's the percentage gain that matters on your money. And, you know, Doug, I think it's important because I think a lot of people discount themselves. Oh, yeah, invest like the institution. And not even that, but people think like, oh, I got to have Warren Buffett's money to be able to invest properly,
right,
or do what he does. There's proper investment policy for everybody, no matter what the dollar amount is.
There certainly is. And, Mike, you know, so we've been you know, telling people you can think of it as a recipe. And what I alluded to earlier, and we kind of got off track, I'll just bring it back to what a point that I wanted to make earlier, is that like any recipe, the quality of the ingredient that goes into the recipe is going to, you know, have something to do with the success of the recipe, right? I mean, if you go out and you buy if you're making a chocolate cake, we keep using chocolate cake, and you go buy a good quality chocolate, the cake's going to taste better than if you didn't buy a good quality chocolate. So our job is to go out there now, once we agree on the recipe, for you will, is to go out there and get you the quality ingredients. And that's really another area where we come into play.
That's right, Doug. And you know what's really important too, Doug, is that's the way to do it. There's no doubt about it. But you know where a lot of people also, I'm going to keep speaking about pitfalls that people fall into, is people fall into that with their 401k plans. And what they do is usually you get a menu of investments, and people have a tendency at looking at past performance, which is
right. Fine.
You know, when you look at funds, look at past performance.
Sure.
But they'll chase and they'll say, ooh, look at that one. Last year it was up 17%. I'm putting my money into that one.
But that's not even what they say. What words do they use? Come on.
It paid?
Right. This one's paying 17%.
Right.
No. That's the performance that it got last year. That's nothing to do with what it's going to do this year. And where the classic mistakes get made is that, especially if you look at that chart I was speaking about before, about the best performing assets in 1 year and the worst in the next, it is not uncommon that you see one that was one of the top performers this year be one of the bottom performers next year. So this is where people get hung up and get hurt in their 401ks when they do it that way, is that they chase last year's winner, which very often turns out to be this year's, you know, also ran or runner up, if you will, and that's not the best way to go about it.
No, most certainly not. But that's a common mistake, and people, you know, for lack of knowledge, they think they're doing the right thing. Their intentions are good, but the results don't always follow.
Folks, it makes sense to me, and it makes sense to Mike, I know that, for us to manage your money like an institution for you, to bring this kind of approach to you. And if you, you know, at any time in your life, if you start worrying about your financial situation, you start worrying about your investments, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right thing? Am I set up properly for the way the market is to now? Am I set up properly for the way the market's going to be tomorrow? You shouldn't, that's not, shouldn't be your approach. Your approach should be, do I have a sound investment policy in place for my goals and objectives? Not necessarily based on how the market's going to do today and tomorrow. So if you would like for us to show you how we can manage your money like an institution, we'd love for the opportunity to do that. You just need to pick up the telephone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give a call in. Give the board operator your name and your daytime telephone number. We'll give you a call during the week and get together with you and let you know exactly how we can help you manage your money like the institutions and the endowments do. You do not need to be filthy rich in order to use these strategies. We've been using these strategies with people, you know, since the mid-90s. So, you know, we can show you how to do this for yourself, but you need to pick the phone up and call us. We can't call you. And the number is 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break. We will be right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it, 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks, 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
Here and that you're getting some good value out of it. And, you know, we work really hard here to make you think about things. And, you know, it's a recurring theme. You hear me talk about it all the time. You hear Mike talk about it all the time. We're trying to educate you. We're trying to motivate you. It doesn't change. It's really that important. And that's why we come out here and we hammer it into you. And we don't come out here and we don't talk about products or financial products or anything of that nature, because you have to remember, in our opinion, the financial products are merely tools to accomplish the objective. Just like building a home, the blueprint is the most important thing. Everything else is tools and, you know, things to use. The same thing in your financial life. The blueprint is the most important thing. And that's what we want to get you to think on. Now, we understand that we may be a little different than other people when it comes to this. You may be used to hearing people speak about awesome financial products and buy this or do that with your money. And, you know, we get it. We understand. We're probably a little different because we don't do that kind of stuff to you. But we don't believe that that's right or the way it should be done.
Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, and we're proud to say we want you to be, if you will, technically sound when it comes to your financial plan. Right, or your financial future, if you will. And that's what matters. And you know, and it's not a one-trick pony that gets you there. We believe in, we want you educated. We want you motivated. We want you being thinking. We want you, you know. And the biggest thing, the biggest accomplishment we feel is you living your lifestyle, right? I mean, that's one of the biggest rewards you can get from it, is living a, you know, having a solid financial plan and, our, you know, our financial future, if you will, and saying we're doing what we want. We're living our lifestyle and life's good.
Right. You know, there is no financial instrument out there that's right for everybody. And there is no financial instrument out there that's wrong for everybody. And it's not until you have the backdrop, the blueprint, before you should go out and determine what is going to be the right product for you. I mean, if you want to do an alteration to your home, and you want to put a new door in where a door didn't exist before, you're going to have to put a new header across the top there. And my point in telling you this is that you're going to need to use thicker or more pieces of wood to provide that header than you would if you didn't. And just to go out and randomly buy a door and say, I'm smacking this in here, would be the wrong way to go about doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, everybody's blueprint is different. No different in the financial world. You know, everything's different. How many times, Doug, you know, we'll work with people and they'll refer friends or they'll refer family and they'll say, hey, I was talking to so-and-so. How come I'm not doing that?
Yeah.
And it's just because
it's
you're right. Two different blueprints, if you will.
You know what's amazing, Mike, is that when you kind of think about it, right, you say to somebody, most people want to own a home, right? A lot of people would like to build a home, if you will. So you could tell me, hey, I'm going to build a house. I would say, I'm going to build a house. Well, for a lot of people, they say, I'm going to retire. And the other person say, I want to retire. But the difference is your retirement's going to be as different as those two homes that you want to build. Yeah, it's true. Both are building a home. Both are going to retire. But you have your preferences that are going to go into your home. You have your preferences that you're going to want to do when you retire. I have my preferences that are going to I'm going to want to go into my home. And I have my preferences that I'm going to want to use when I retire or any other financial goal for that matter. And you have to have the backdrop and the support and the spine. I call the, you know, I call the plan the spine to the whole, you know, financial life, and everything works off of that. And that's what we try to come out here and emphasize to you guys every week. So, you know, and I get it. A lot of you have financial advisors out there right now, and you have these same conversations with them. They talk to you about the importance of having the plan in place. They talk to you about the importance of, you know, all the backdrop stuff before they ever even discuss a product with you. I get it. But maybe there's some of you out there that don't have that same luxury, and that's not taking place. So maybe you ought to think about it and say, you know, do we really have a plan and a strategy in place that makes these investments or financial vehicles we have justifiable?
Yeah, or, you know, and that's a great question, Doug. That's a great way to go about it. Is that what you're working with right now? Is that what you're doing? And if you're not, I want to suggest that you do.
Yeah, it really might put you in a better spot than where you are today. Or you may also find out after you do it, hey, you want to know something? Lady Luck was on my side, and, you know, we put the plan together, and as it turns out, the things that I'm currently doing mirror up with that plan, right? Or it may say, which is also, here is one of the most common occurrences that we have. You're doing okay for the majority. We need to make a couple tweaks here and there. Right?
Yep.
You're 75% solid. Doing good, nice work, blah blah blah. Let's make these changes on the other 25% and really coordinate the plan. That happens often.
Absolutely. And, you know, Doug, the other big thing you have to be careful of is, unfortunately, in the financial world, your financial house, a lot of things happen once in life, right? Like, you know, obviously death and stuff like that. So you may think you're doing fine with something, okay, until you hit that pothole. And to be wrong once or to be hurt once by it financially is once too much.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes people think, oh, I'm doing great. I'm heading towards retirement. I'm doing great. And all of a sudden, bam, 2008 comes along and you weren't prepared for it. Too late now.
Yeah, you know, the one of the things that we've spoken about and the examples that I like to use is that let's just say you're being ambitious and you want to retile your bathroom. Okay? Mike's currently having his bathroom retiled. That's what brought it up. So and the look on his face. So anyway, let's say you were being ambitious and you wanted to do that. So you went out to Home Depot and you bought the supplies to do it. And you made a mistake, right, when you're cutting a tile. What can you do? You can go to Home Depot and buy a new tile. If you make a mistake with your money, you can't go someplace and buy a new bag of money. Yeah. It doesn't happen. So you need to be a little more careful, in my opinion, in understanding, okay, well, what are the risks if I make a mistake? Yeah, so if you make a mistake trying to do tile or whatever it is, you know, at your home and you're ambitious, you want to try it, and you make a mistake, the cost is going to get a new piece of tile in that example right there. But if you make a mistake in your financial life, there's no place you can go and say, whoops, I made a mistake. I need that money back again. It just can't happen.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know, so folks, check us out on the internet. We got a great website, wealthmanagegroup.com. That's wealthmanagegroup.com. Always feel free to pick up the phone and call us during the week. Ask us questions, whatever you want. We're here for you. 855-262-3722 is the Your Financial Future hotline. Pick up the phone, reach out to us. Call in for any of the information that we spoke about today. Call in for a complimentary consultation. We are here to help you. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Do us a favor. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050. 973-299-9222. Wealth Management LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services, Inc. and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at this same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.